I'm Ari Rabinovich, and I spoke with Jeremy Herman, an employment lawyer at Samfuru Tumarkin LLP, about some issues facing employees in Canada right now. Employees who are using EIDL benefits, take note.
And it's essentially a program where unionized employees whose hours were reduced or pay was cut as a result of COVID-19 were deemed to be on a job protected leave. Now EIDL is over.
And
it's important to note for employees that even if they did find a new job at some point after March of 2020 to date, they still are likely entitled to severance pay. And so they shouldn't feel as though just because they've reemployed, they cannot contact an employment lawyer to get the severance pay.
Shopify recently laid off 10% of their workforce and gave a general severance package to employees. Jeremy notes the issues with mass layoffs like this.
All employees are different. Some employees might have an employment agreement. Some employees may not. Some employees might have worked there for 30 years and some might have worked for 1 year. Some employees could be 50 years old and some could be 15 or 20 or 30 years old. The point is that everyone's severance pay should look different. And the fact that Shopify has come up with this one way of calculating severance is definitely problematic.
Why is it important to hold off on signing most severance offers?
And it's a difficult situation because we don't expect everyone to be lawyers. We don't expect them to know all of their legal rights. But at the same time, if they sign that deal, they're really, it's a binding deal and there's not that much that can be done. So for all the listeners, they should know that they absolutely should not sign any deal upon termination, any severance package without consulting a lawyer.
Jeremy Herman is a lawyer at Samfuru Tumarkin LLP. And at the City News Business Center, I'm Ari Rabinovich.